Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 236 on September 16, 2022. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Avaya Holdings Corporation, the Ultra Short 20-Year Treasury Bond ETF, and American Airlines. And we discuss three new trades on Fubo TV Inc., Intel Corporation, and Snap Inc. It's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. I also have been teaching students how to trade options, not just study theory, with a combination of videos and live coaching calls. If you're ready to take your trading to the next level, send me an email to schedule a phone call. The U.S. equity markets were down big this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1,329 points, closing at 30,822 points. The S&P 500 index lost 194 points week over week, ending the week at 3,873 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is trading on the short side of the market. And you might say I'm a little late on this one as far as giving you guys a few more tips on how to do it, but better late than never. So the markets have clearly been going lower overall. And oftentimes we look at trades that focus on the long side of things. I think that's because we, most of us at least, got a start on the market by buying stock and then hoping that it goes higher. And when we come to option trading, people tend to understand call options faster than they understand put options. So for the topic of the week this week, let's just discuss the short side of the trading strategies. So with markets so low, the question is always, how much more room do we have on the downside before we get to bottom? And for that reason, I don't like spending a bunch of money buying puts that might not increase in value. I've looked at buying out of the money put options that are 2 to 3 months out. If I were to buy in the front month, I would likely look to buy an in the money put spread. So if I have a longer dated time frame, I'd rather buy out of the money puts just because they're going to be a lot cheaper. But if I'm looking for a faster move, definitely front month, and I lean more towards buying in the money than out. I also like the idea of trading ratio spreads, where you sell one put in order to buy two farther out of the money puts. That's even better if you can pull it off for a credit, meaning you get paid to sell the spread, plus you end up picking up a free put option in case the market really does run lower. So just remember, every spread that you love to execute with call options, you can execute with put options also. And for those who think the bottom is in, you can always create a long position by selling naked puts. That will allow you to collect some premium and still get long the stock if we drop a bit lower. You're essentially getting paid to buy a stock at a discount. So those are a few of the short strategies, although, to be honest, selling naked puts is not a short strategy at all. You only sell a naked put if you're thinking the market is going to go higher or you're comfortable buying stock at that lower price, because that's what ultimately happens if stock goes on down. So there are obviously several more strategies. If you have a favorite short strategy, send it to me. I might share it on the show next week, and I love getting the emails. So let's go ahead and get into the trade review from last week's trades. We're going to start off with the covered call, like we always do. We looked at Avaya Holdings Corporation. Symbol A as in Alpha, V as in Victor, Y as in Yankee, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $1.56 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the October 2 call at 30 cents, which could give us a return of 47.44% in 6 weeks. Well, shares of Avaya Holdings grew 32 cents, ending the week at $1.88 per share. The call we sold gained 20 cents, leaving us with a 12-cent gain on the week if we were to close the trade. That means this trade is absolutely working out as planned. We want the stock to go higher, either above our short call strike or above the price where we entered the trade. So since this trade is working, there's no need to make any adjustments at this point. If you thought the stock was about to drop, you might consider exiting the trade right here. However, with such a low initial stock price, I mean, we bought the stock for $1.56 per share, there isn't really a reason to exit without a significant move lower. So far, so good on this trade. Hopefully the shares will continue to press higher, you know, through the next few weeks, maybe even above our strike price of $2. So that would be great. Next up from last week, we had the credit spread on the ultra short 20-year plus Treasury bonds ETF, symbol T as in Tango, B as in Bravo, T as in Tango. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $28.64 per share. I looked at selling the October 28-27 put spread at 39 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 61 cents per spread. So TBT shares grew 71 cents, ending the week at $29.35 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is even more out-of-the-money at this point. So this spread is actually pricing for the same value that we sold it, but we know that the price will collapse in the coming weeks as more time passes if this stock remains above $28 per share where it is right now. So this trade has worked out too. No adjustments are needed at this point. Our final trade on the week did give me a little bit of a ding. We've got a debit spread looking at American Airlines. It was symbol A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. Now at the time, stock was trading for $14.19 per share. We looked at buying the October 13-14 call spread for 64 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 36 cents, or that would be a 56.25% return in 6 weeks. Well, American Airlines stock lost 44 cents this week, not too bad, ending the week at $13.75 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now just at the money, and the spread lost 11 cents overall, but still has 75 cents of intrinsic value. We're still above our break-even price too, so I would lean towards showing some patience with this one. If the market heads lower, you can certainly exit the trade or turn it into a credit spread. For now, I'd let it breathe a little bit and see what the market throws at us. This was a pretty tough week in the market, and the fact that the spread didn't fall more than this amount is more of a positive than a negative. So we'll just have to see what happens next week. So all in, not bad for last week's trades. Of course, I did want to remind everyone that today, September the 16th, was options expiration. It's actually a triple witching options expiration, which means not only did equity options expire, but so did futures and future options. Actually, future options and index options, I think is the way it works. But either way, all sorts of craziness can happen on the triple witching Fridays. It's always good to stay on top of those sorts of things. So as well, just as last week, we are now focused solidly on trades that are expiring in October using the October 21st expiration for the monthly options for the month of October. So with all of that being said, let's go ahead and get into the new trades for this upcoming week. So we'll start off with the covered call. Looking at FuboTV Inc., symbol F as in Foxtrot, U as in Uniform, B as in Bravo, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week at $4.46 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the October 4.5 call at 64 cents. That could give us a return of 15.25% in 5 weeks. You enter this trade by buying stock for $4.46 and selling the October 4.5 call at 64 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $4.50 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $3.82. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $446, and you'd collect $64 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread looking at Intel Corporation. Symbol I is in India, N is in November, T is in Tango, C is in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $29.24 per share. I'm looking at selling the October 30-31 call spread at 36 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 64 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the October 30 call at $1.03 and concurrently buying the October 31 call for 67 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $30 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $30.36, and in real terms, you'll receive $36 per spread that you sell and have $64 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. We're looking at Snap Inc. I've traded this one quite a bit. Snap Inc., symbol S as in Sierra, N as in November, A as in Alpha, P as in Papa. Stock ended the week at $11.30 per share. I'm looking at buying the October 10-11 call spread for 61 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 39 cents, or that would be a 63.93% return in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the October 10 call for $2.09 and concurrently selling the October 11 call at $1.48. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $11 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $10.61 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $61 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $39 per spread. So that's it for the new trades on this week's show and the trade review. Do me a favor. If there's a type of trade that you would love to see me add to this show, I've thought about adding maybe a naked call and a naked put or something along those lines. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you're looking at in the markets. Let me know what you're thinking about, because that's certainly something that I can add to the show. There are so many opportunities in the option markets to find trades if you know how to trade. So I spoke to someone recently who told me that they were part of a group and he learned how to buy call options. And then he learned how to buy put options. You realize there's buying calls, there's buying puts, there's selling calls, there's selling puts. And then there's all of the various spreads. There's credit spreads, debit spreads, strangles, straddles, butterflies, condors, iron butterflies. Like, you just keep going and going. Ratio spreads, back spreads, front spreads. Like, it's crazy how many strategies there are in the options world. I'm obviously not going to discuss most of them on the show because they do get rather advanced if you're not comfortable with options. And if you're not, send me an email. I could try and help you do a little better, get more comfortable with options. But don't limit yourself, because if you limit yourself, you're doing the same thing as buying stock, right? Like, when you buy stock, all you can do is hope that the market moves higher. Maybe you're lucky and you bought a stock that kicks off a dividend. But aside from that, you're just waiting for the market to go up. With options, there's a whole lot more you can do. So you might as well take full advantage of it. Get in, the water's warm, and there are so many trades. So thank you so much for the people that have reached out. Last week, I got to speak actually on the phone with someone who is in New Zealand. I mean, New Zealand, that blows my mind. I've gotten to speak with people who are, you know, in Texas, in New York City, in Chicago. I've been on the phone, seems like quite a bit lately. You guys are all amazing. I tell you, I don't know what everyone else's fans are like, but I think I have the best listeners to the show. So thank you to each and every one of you who listen, even if you never send me an email. And if you do send me an email, thanks even more, because I love the feedback. You guys have a great weekend, and as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.